I'm Jamie Goodspeed, a wife, mother, energy healer, and life coach. Just like many others, I'm simply striving to navigate the complexities of life while making a difference.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins, integrative medicine specialist with a passion for biohacking the human body, diligent researcher, health advocate, and wellness enthusiast. This raw and real podcast explores holistic wellness and self-empowerment from a unique perspective. Join us as we navigate the world of holistic healing. Together, let's embark on this transformative adventure.
We're grateful you're here. Welcome to Mindful Healing. Hey, and welcome back to Mindful Healing. I'm Jamie Goodspeed.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins. Welcome back.
How you doing, my friend?
Excellent. How about you?
I'm doing good. We are going to be talking about energy healing and Reiki.
Love the topic of energy healing, but not so much the word Reiki.
Yeah, why don't you like that word?
Not sure. I just don't like the word, and I've actually had other people tell me the same thing.
That they don't like the word?
They do not like the word Reiki.
Do they understand what it means? Because
probably not.
Let me tell you what actually Reiki is. Japanese.
Spill the beans.
I'm going. It is Japanese and it stands for soul energy.
Well, that's actually really beautiful.
Yeah. So that's why I figured if you know what Reiki, it's Reiki, means soul energy.
Okay. I can go with that.
When was your first experience with Reiki?
Well, I actually had a group experience. I believe that's probably part of the reason I don't love the word. The angels put me to sleep. They did not want me in that room with that group of energy.
Did they still do energy work on you?
I don't believe so.
Because you were snoozing.
I was snoozing. I totally slept through the whole thing. It was lovely. I had a great nap. But there were some strange energies in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think that they wanted me really to be in that vibe with other humans.
To be open?
To be open. Exactly. That's I'm sure I received something, right?
Oh,
I was in the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, they didn't want me to really be open.
And that was your first experience?
My first experience.
And was it called Reiki or was it energy healing?
That was called Reiki, but I've had a lot of energy healing through the years.
So that actually brings up a good point before we dive into everything else. When you've done energy healing and it hasn't had a exact word or name or calling like Reiki, did you ever ask for the person's credentials?
Never.
So the reason why I ask that is most recently I've been talking to other businesses that I think are like-minded and they ask me for my credentials.
It's really strange. People have bizarre behaviors. And when I opened my clinic, intuitively I was not going to put any of my degrees on the wall. And I had people tell me, no, you have to, because there are humans that is really important to. I think you and I, because we're healing humans at the end of the day, that part is not important. It's a lot of pieces of paper that I paid a lot of money for.
Right. You know, I get it because if people aren't familiar, they have a direct correlation between education and diploma, right?
Right.
Education and certifications. So I went and got my Reiki attunements. They're not, I mean, some people will say certification, but it's really attunements. So I got both Reiki 1 and 2 attunements. And I think partially I got it because I thought I needed it.
I think you need to explain to our listeners what attunement means.
Sure. So Reiki, as I just said a little while ago, stands for soul energy. And without going into the entire history of it, I do think it's important to talk a little bit about it. So the gentleman...
Okay, we'll listen.
No, it's interesting. I think it's interesting. So Dr. Mikao Usui from Japan back in 1922, long time ago, okay? Not that long.
But eons anyway, ago.
Eons ago, not that long. He was looking for a spiritual awakening. So he went up to a mountain and he fasted for 20 days.
You know, I love fasting.
That's why you're snoozing at the story, but I knew you would like it. I knew you would like it.
I just don't love history. I'm terrible with that, though.
That's okay. So, but how exciting. He was fasting. I know you would like that
part.
Oh,
that part I'm really... And I completely understand why he had a moment of enlightenment with fasting.
Yes.
Because there's so much clarity.
He went to actually go up there to die.
Oh, goodness. Masui.
This just took a turn.
Yeah. Reel it back in. This is about good energy.
It is good energy. Because at the end of the day, he wasn't meant to, right? He was meant to be connected to... Right.
Pain to purpose.
I mean, look at that.
Come on, we came full circle. Okay.
Exactly. See that? Now it's good that I spoke about that. So he did. He really went for enlightenment, and he thought that he was just going to go up to the mountain, not eat, and would die. And in some cultures, they believe, of course, that that is when you get your enlightenment. But the universe had a bigger purpose for him.
Absolutely.
And Reiki is what he heard, which again in Japanese is soul energy, which makes sense. And when he walked down the mountain, anyway, he was able to feel or find out that he was able to heal people. So within that, that's he taught it all throughout Japan, and it made over to the West. And that's the history of it in a nutshell, in a very small little quick nutshell. But to me, it goes back to energy.
Right. At the end of the day, we're all energy.
Yes. We are all energy. And I think people get that, or they know that, but they don't actually comprehend that.
Well, we had a conversation with one of my patients the other day, right?
Yes.
And he was him and I had been talking about quantum physics before you actually got there.
Which is fascinating.
Right? I know. I love the conversations I have with my patients. And we were talking about quantum physics and how he used to like to go to Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
And read the books. And we were talking about how everything really is energy. And then you came to the office.
Yes.
And then we were talking about energy healing and energy work. So I think for people such as him, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
We're energy. We need to move that stagnant energy. Matter of fact, I was feeling off the other day after this lunar eclipse and full moon. My God, my head was like googly goggly. And Jamie came to my office and she needed the grounding mat and I needed her to do some Reiki on my head. And she literally felt static electricity when
she touched
my head.
And when I do energy work, I'm barefoot. So it's not even like I was touching anything. Like I am barefoot, usually on wood if I can.
You're on my wood
floors.
Like
that. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, electric.
Twice. You snapped my ear twice.
I snapped her ear. I snapped her.
My goodness.
But, you know, it's funny because when I say I do Reiki, and again, I think I'm saying that because people are more familiar with that word and it puts it with a certification. And then I'll get back to the attunements because I know that was the original question. If I say I can do energy healing, they look at me as if I'm new age or they don't understand it. However, quantum physics, right? When somebody studies quantum physics, they're brilliant. They're Einstein, right? Like they're so genius. It's above everyone else.
We're genius, Jamie. They'll figure that out later.
I'm hoping. Right? But think of it, right? If somebody studies quantum physics, they're brilliant and smart.
Of course.
I talk about energy and it's your new age. New age.
Well, again, that's a weird word, new age. And I don't like that word.
I don't either.
But at the end of the day, we're all, and there's a lot of spiritual humans like Bruce Lipton and Wayne Dyer. And you know, there's so many people that have studied energy and you're a guy that came up with the Reiki. It's really a beautiful thing because we are energy and we need to heal that energy. There's a lot of stuff that gets trapped between the emotions. And I know we're going to do a podcast on that. But more importantly, it's like having a car and never doing a tune-up.
That's right.
You have to tune up the energy of your body. That stagnant energy, that dense energy leads to illness and disease. And anyone that understands energy will understand that concept.
Absolutely. So going back to the attunements, so I truly believe that I've always had this gift. And it really wasn't until I started to dive into Reiki and learning it and learning how to pray. So is when I really realized I've always had this. I've always had this gift, but it just kind of allowed me to make sense of it.
Of course.
So I think that was the purpose for me to go down that whole Reiki route, if you will. So with the attunements, it is something that is given to me via energy through a Reiki master. So the first attunement allows me to feel other people's energy and really connect to other people's energy. And I practiced for months. I probably practiced for a solid 4 months on my husband and my daughter, on friends. And then I got my second attunement, which again, same thing. They send it through energy from a master Reiki practitioner. And then that at that point in time, you can really go out and have your own practice, if you will. You should have it for like a solid year before you really become like your master Reiki. I, for one, I'm not in a rush to get it. I really want to concentrate and hone in on everything that I'm feeling and learning. And without going into a rabbit hole, which we know we love, ever since I've met with Dr. Jen, eating healthier, eating more clean, eating all organic.
Not touching your cell phone.
That's right. Not touching my cell phone as much. I am much more sensitive to energy.
And that's what happens when you start cleaning the body out of the muck, right, of that energy, the lower vibrational energy, such as the denser foods. It makes a huge difference. And then when you try to eat those, you will definitely feel a difference.
Oh, I 100% do. So now I'll kind of dive into what exactly I do within Reiki or energy healing is I really connect to the person. And that's where I'm finding too is, yes, I'm connecting to, as many people will say, you know, the universe. For me, I say God. You know, the universe, in my opinion, is the same to everyone, but it's also different, right? What I call God, somebody could call universe, could call Allah, could call Buddha.
Right.
But for me, I pray to God, Jesus, and I ask him to really use me as a vessel. I pray to move my ego aside because that's half the battle is everyone tries to heal. I'm not healing.
That's the whole battle is moving because it has nothing to do with you.
Correct.
It has to do with the human that you're healing.
Absolutely. So I pray, I say, you know, dear God, please move my ego to a side and allow me to be a healing vessel for Jennifer. And then I also ask God to help me really connect to energy and the energy source. And I also ask to be connected to you. And it's all within light and love and healing. And it's amazing. And so I usually start at the head. So I'll do around the ears. And I like to tell this to the listeners because I know some people want to get energy work, but they're nervous, right? I worked at somebody in your clinic and they were nervous. And I said, I promise I don't touch you. And if I do, it is a very, very light touch. And if I do know that somebody's super nervous, then I won't touch by any means.
Right.
Usually I'll do a very light touch if I know the person or the patient. But until I get to know them, it's usually just, you know, hands over the ears, the eyes, the head, the throat. I go all throughout the chakras, aligning them. And what I feel is many different sensations. I can feel heat. My fingers will start moving or they will start like pulsating. The biggest element that I feel when I know I'm in like that good spot, my stomach lets me know it all. And that's our intuition, right? My stomach burns, 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 burns. Now, it's important for the listeners to know you don't feel that.
Right. You, as the patient receiving the energy work, you don't feel any, well, you can feel things, but you don't feel any pain or any bad feelings.
No. So as I work around the body, sometimes I'll hear messages and other times it's just my hands really guide me. Many times if my hand is floating over, let's say the abdominal area and I go to move my hands, something just pulls me back saying, nope, we're not done here.
Right.
And I've also learned that when you have your hands in different positions, like on the hip areas, that is where we store a lot of our emotional trauma.
Which is interesting because think of all the hip replacements that people have done. Think of how my hips are tight all the time. So
I have to
intentionally stretch my hips. Yes.
See, I never even thought of that. But that's where the emotional baggage, I'll say, or emotional trauma can live.
Absolutely.
So some of the examples that I've had where clients laying on the bed, before we start, I will always say, you might see colors, you may get hot, you may get cold, you may have memories from your childhood just kind of pop up in your head. And the other important thing is you might get emotional.
Yeah. It's interesting because every time we do energy work together and I'm receiving from you, it's always a different experience.
Yes.
Right? So the first time, one of the first times that I had it at my office, I did see purple light.
Yes.
And one of my friends, he saw the same thing.
Yes.
So him and I were comparing, which was really interesting. And then we said, of course, Jamie has that healing touch, right? She's surrounded with purple light, which is really beautiful. And then one of the other times, my grandfather showed up.
Yes.
On the full moon.
Yes.
And so he was giving Jamie messages for me.
Yes.
About my loved ones.
Yes.
Which was so cool.
Who was here on Earth?
Who was here on, yeah, who were here on Earth.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, sometimes I'll definitely hear messages from the other side to give others, mostly to comfort.
Oh, absolutely.
And to guide. But so once, and so anyway, I've had some people lay on the bed where they start crying. And I always tell them, just let it go. Your body needs to let go of it. Your body needs to release it. And there were two circumstances where the women said, I don't know why I'm crying. And I said, it's okay. Just let it go. Your body needs to release this energy.
Exactly.
And you, as the medical professional, we have millions and millions of cells.
Absolutely.
And our cells hold on to...
Yeah, our cells hold on to things for four generations. I was just researching this the other day. It's really fascinating. So what I was actually looking at, heavy metal toxicity, and what they actually found looking at epigenetics and DNA was that if your grandmother or even great-grandmother had lead poisoning...
No way.
Yeah, it's in the DNA for four generations.
No way.
So, absolutely. And there is a lot of research about mothers carrying babies.
That you and I were just talking about the other day. That, I think, is just so beautiful. Whether you, you know, fortunately were able to have a child, or if you unfortunately had a miscarriage or something else. It's fascinating because the minute the baby starts developing, their cells start going back into the mother's bloodstream and vice versa. And even if you don't go to term, the mother will have that baby's cells from within.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing. And it just makes so much sense where they say the minute you become a mother, I mean, my daughter, I know if there's something wrong. I know if she's upset. If she wouldn't even walk into my bedroom, and I know she was awake when she was younger and she needed me.
Of course.
That's fascinating.
It is fascinating. But again, that tells us why we need to be so mindful of healing these cells, right? Clearing the cells, clearing out the old baggage, and having this energy work done. It's really important. It's actually more important than the physical stuff we're having done.
I think so. And it's funny because sometimes you'll get a little pushback, which is fine for those that aren't spiritual and don't necessarily understand. And I always say, just give it a try.
Absolutely. Try everything once.
Yeah, give it a try. And again, I won't touch you. I'm not going to harm you. If nothing else, you'll fall asleep. I've had many a people snore.
Oh, which, my father.
I wasn't going to say it. Yeah, no, I love when he comes because within 5 minutes, I'm like, he is nice and relaxed. That's another question that somebody had asked me one time is, oh my gosh, I fell asleep. Did it not work?
Of course it worked.
And that's right. It doesn't matter if you're wide awake or you're sleeping or you're in that like REM where you're in between. Either way, I am connecting to your energy. I am connecting to the healing source and the energy source, and I am able to work my magic around your body. And I have yet to have somebody get up off the table and not say it was a positive or pleasant experience.
Oh, I believe that 100%. There's nothing that could go wrong during that situation.
Correct. Nothing can go wrong. It is not evil. And the other important thing, which I always appreciate, people will think about me and say, do you take on the energy? I do not. I do not take on the energy. I can feel it. That's what I can feel the energy. I know when I have to clear the energy. So sometimes, again, using my hands, I'll make a brushing motion to really clear the energy. And sometimes my hands just need to stay there for a little bit longer than other places because the energy needs time to heal that area, whether, again, it be trauma. And then at the end of it, I'm putting good energy back in.
Absolutely.
So basically what we do is we clear the energy. If you do not have energy work done on a regular basis, you're going to have stagnant energy.
Of course.
Just like Dr. Jen said in the beginning, if you're not getting your car oil change or tune up, that is our body, right? Just like when you go to a chiropractor, the way we walk and the way we're sleeping and driving and everything else, our bodies need to be aligned.
Once a week, I go to the chiropractor and I see Jamie at least every 2 weeks.
Yes.
And with the full moon this last week, I saw her again because I was feeling off.
And what was ironic is I had texted you saying, feeling, I got to get on something. I got to get on the grounding mat. I got to get in the red bed. I am feeling off. And she was like, I'm feeling off.
That full moon was wild, truly.
Well, let's see. We had the full moon. We had the
lunar eclipse.
And now April 8th, we have the solar eclipse.
Yeah, I actually saw someone had posted that the next 3 months are really, there's a lot going on up in the sky. So if you're feeling off, look it up. There's a lot going on. And this all affects us. It's energy. It's all energy.
Absolutely. It is all energy. And the other example I always say to someone is, if you're in a room and somebody's arguing or there's not good vibes,
I gotta go.
What? Right. But what do people say? You could cut the tension with the knife.
And you can feel it.
Because it's energy.
Especially if you're an empath.
Oh, yeah.
And you can feel other people's feelings. Ooh, that energy's rough. I gotta go. I can't stay in the room.
I can't either. And this is another conversation that you and I, or topic that we've spoken about, is my husband and your friend, they like to talk about real life things that's happening. And again, I'm not touching on it right now, but a lot of dark things that's happening.
And I can't listen to it.
Neither can I. And my husband thinks sometimes that I'm being rude or I don't care. And I tell him, it's not that I don't care, honey. I probably care too much. I feel it.
That's the problem. We feel it and we take on that energy.
It makes me physically sick.
Exactly. And I cannot live there in the darkness with you. I'm up here with a unicorn, right? And the rainbows. And I want to be able to heal humans. So, but that's because we're light workers. We can't go down in the depths of the dark.
Can't.
I'm really grateful that there are people out there that can listen to that and understand it and move through that energy. I'm not one of those humans.
I am not either. And when I met you and we both started talking about that, I was like, you get it. I get it. I cannot go down that path.
Well, we've had people in my office before that I literally said to you, I had to start pushing, their energy was so dark and heavy, I had to start pushing it back towards them.
Dr. Jen literally moved her chair away.
I literally moved my chair back. Girl, I can't be near you if you're exuding bad energy. I gotta move back.
Yeah, and that's another thing that maybe we can do an episode about, is really protecting yourself.
Yes, that's important.
You know, my daughter being 15, I have to teach her how to protect herself, because she's gifted. And I think she realizes it the more I speak to her about it, but she's also, and when I say she's immature, she's 15.
She's a teenager.
She is, and she's very mature for her age, but she's still 15.
Exactly.
And I don't think she necessarily understands with the gift, unfortunately, can come heaviness with anxiety.
Exactly. And you know, both of my nieces are gifted as well, but I've been very open with them since they were young and talked to them about it and how to really protect their energy, because it's so important.
Yeah, the first thing I did, my daughter was 4.5 years old, and I gave her a pink quartz, pink heart quartz, so she felt connected to me if I wasn't around. But she has been very blessed to have an amazing life, and at 4.5, there's no need for her to have anxiety.
Exactly.
At all. But I knew very early on that she has a gift. And my sister, one of my older sisters, well, I have 4 sisters, but only 1 older one, she went to a shaman. And my daughter was probably 2.5 years old at the time. So this is 13 years ago. And she said, oh, your niece is a crystal baby.
Aww.
And now I know what that means is, crystal babies, and you and I are indigo, we were sent here for a purpose.
Yeah, it's funny, when I left the chiropractor today, he said to me, do not allow the darkness and the heaviness of other humans to dim your light. You are here for a reason, and I know sometimes it's hard out there. He's right. Is it hard for you some days?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But just, I mean, I think anyone has good days and bad days, but it's definitely more of the energy and the heaviness. And that's why, thank God, you know, we found one another. And
I agree.
We can help each other.
We need like-minded people around us for support.
Yes.
And I've always had the chiropractor for a very long time, and I'm truly grateful for that and for you. I always say you need a healing team.
Yes, you do. And like you say, we all find each other eventually.
We do find each other eventually. Absolutely. Because it's energy.
I love
like
this.
Like attracts like.
Yes, they do. So we're going to be wrapping up. Dr. Jen will close us out in just a minute, but I just want to say thank you everyone for continuously supporting us and listening. Hopefully now you do have a better understanding and comprehension of what Reiki or energy work is. And if you're definitely in the New York area and you want to contact me, please do so. I always love to answer any questions that anyone might have. Or if you're not in the area, reach out to someone. You can Google either Reiki practitioner or energy healing and definitely check it out. Dr. Jen, you ready to close this?
Absolutely. I would suggest reaching out to Jamie. She really is incredible at what she does, and I feel very blessed to work with her and to actually have her doing my own energy healing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And keeping my energy aligned so that I can, too, work with patients and not be bogged down by other energies. So wishing you love, light, and abundance. And remember, true health is wealth. Until next time, shine your light bright.